The Green Party is insisting a wealth tax is not a bottom line for any coalition agreement with Labour, despite one of its senior MPs saying it is. The policy means those people worth more than $1 million are taxed at 1%, and those worth more than $2 million at 2% when you go over that level. Julianne Genter has told a small business panel discussion the plan would have to be part of any government deal. Early this month, the party co-leaders Marama Davidson and James Shaw told RNZ there are absolutely no bottom lines. James Shaw is with us now. Morena.
Yeah, good morning.
So if there are no bottom lines, where did Julianne Genter get that idea from?
Oh, look, it's a heat of the moment thing, and that happens during these debates. At every election, we lay out a series of priorities and we say, look, how many MPs do we have? Are we in a position to negotiate? And at the end of the day, we look at that in the round. Last time we did this, of course, we came up with a confidence and supply agreement, which had, you know, right across a whole series of different areas, things from our different priorities. And so we'll be doing the same approach this time.
But we are in the middle of a very long election campaign. How did she not know which side of the line to step on this one?
Well, I think you might be hinting at it there with it being a very long election campaign. People are getting tired, and I think she was just pressed on the point.
She accidentally tell the truth when she was pressed on the point?
No. This has always been the case with the Green Party. At every election we say, you know, we've got a series of top priorities here. We're doing exactly the same thing here. And we do want to see us address that imbalance that's there in the economy and in our society. We were just sort of hearing from Dominic Stevens then. We want to make sure that actually everybody in New Zealand is able to live a dignified life, to put a roof over their heads and to put food on the table.
Why not then make it a bottom line?
Because when we get into negotiations, we've got to see what the result of the election is, you know, and it's as simple as that. We need to know whether we're in a position to negotiate. We want to know how many MPs we've got, and we are trying to achieve things across climate change, you know, preserving our natural heritage, and on ending inequality and poverty in New Zealand.
So it's not that it's off the table. It just is not necessarily on the table right now.
It's a top priority, you know, and we've said that. We want to make sure that people have got enough to live on. We know that COVID-19 has exposed those pre-existing inequalities in our society. Actually, the stimulus is making those things worse because capital is flowing through wage earners and towards asset owners, and it's driving up house prices, and we've had a record close on the NZX, even while the median wage has fallen. And so there is a fundamental imbalance. Some people are doing quite well out of the recovery, and we're just saying it's not unreasonable, given, you know, increased expenses and declining revenues, to ask those people to just chip in a wee bit to help cover the difference.
So it is a high profile key policy. You're doing a good job of arguing for why it should be part of the next government. Clearly, as it is a policy, you would want it as part of the next government if that was the position you were in. And presumably you would push for as much as you can get. So it could become something that indeed, she's saying, it could become a bottom line.
Well, it depends how many people vote for us, Susie. I mean, that is ultimately the situation we're in. We want to ensure that the next government is led by Jacinda Ardern again, and that the Greens are a part of that government, and that we are able to ensure that it is as transformational a government as it can be.
Because if you weren't going to push for something like this, one of the flagship policies for the Greens in coalition, if you were in that position, what would you push for?
Well, we are pushing for it. We're pushing for this. We're pushing to significantly expand the state home building program to ensure that there are actually enough houses for people to live in this country. We're pushing for significant action on climate change, for sustainable farmers, and to ensure that they get the support that they need to make the transition. And so on. And so we will be putting all of those things on the table with Labour after the election and saying, what can we do together?
Okay.
You know, I think that over the course of the last 3 years, we've demonstrated that we're a very good partner to the Labour Party in government. We're a strong and stable and reliable partner in government, and we want to be able to be in that position again.
Okay. Just a quick word on the poll, the latest polling number, 6%. Considering the fallout from the Green School, are you surprised that you got that number?
No, I think people look at our track record over the course of the last 3 years and they see what we've done in relation to climate change, the Zero Carbon Act, the Emissions Trading Scheme reforms, setting up the Climate Change Commission, planting billions of trees.
So why is it not higher then?
Transport. Well, because at the moment, people are looking at the leadership that Jacinda Ardern has demonstrated over the course of multiple crises, but particularly the COVID-19 crisis, and want to reward her for strong and effective leadership. And that is an entirely understandable thing. I think she's done a terrific job. We want to ensure that she continues as the Prime Minister, and we want to be there in partnership with Labour as part of the next government.
Time will tell. Thank you very much, James Shaw, co-leader of the Green Party.